All the green. at home we got pollen and it's yellow. God's gonna show up in a minute. At least I hope he does. I didn't come here for all that. You know, I didn't even know that this is what I wanted, what I needed, what would save my life. I knew that I got arrested back before getting busted was fashionable, and they had me charged with possession with 3 counts to distribute and illegal possession of a firearm and just a lot of other stuff. And I couldn't tell them that what they found in that bag was what I used when I stayed up drinking all night to help me go to work the next day, right? And I couldn't tell them that other bag was when I drank all night, stayed up all day, I need something to help me sleep. And then the next one was just what I smoked to kind of chill out. You know, I used to smoke a joint before I got out of bed. You know, I'd sit there, you know, I'd sit on the side of the bed, wake up, get a cigarette, and then smoke a joint, and then then my day would get started. And that's how I tried to live. And then I'd go to the refrigerator, get me a beer, and then I would, you know, do whatever. You know, that's how my day started for a long time. When I got arrested, they took me to jail, and they kept bringing those trays in, and I couldn't call him. I didn't have anybody come get me out of jail. I didn't have the money. I didn't have friends that would come and get me out of jail, and I couldn't call him because she might be home. And when she was home, she did not like us talking. So finally, I talked the deputy into calling him in case she was home to come get me out of jail, and he did. And Peter talked about it last night. You know, we live life forward and we understand it backwards. You know, I understand that I took the first step in that jail cell. Now, I didn't know that until a long time later. But what happened for me is he come got me out of jail, and I went straight to the bar to see if I was missed. And I was. You know, they had heard about my dilemma. I lived in a little small town, and everybody bought me drinks that day because they knew I was going to prison, because this was back before getting busted was fashionable, and you've done serious time. I'm talking about 1982. So a guy I'd been partying with, you know, come knocking on the door. He wanted to talk to me, and this guy had been off somewhere and come back talking in half sentences, and he wasn't any fun anymore, and I'm wondering, what in the world is he doing at my house? Because he don't party like we used to party, you know, and he said, you know, we would ask him, because I work with him, he'd say, you know, let's go grab a beer after work. He said, oh, I'm not drinking one day at a time. I said, okay, we'll see you tomorrow then, and we shoot off and get a beer, right? And something would happen at work, you know, something would get tore up or something. He said, oh, just let go and let God. Let go and let God do what? I mean, we got to get this wheel back up off the ground. And, you know, and God ain't here doing that, you know. But he would talk in all these half sentences. He wasn't drinking one day at a time. And, you know, he just wasn't any fun. And here he is knocking on my door. Well, I done told y'all how I woke up. So I've got a little buzz going and I can sit through his crap, you know, and his half sentences and all that. Now, I know he talked to me about a lot of things that day, but what I heard him say is, I know how you can keep your job and get it back. Because as a result of my incident with the law, they had me under investigation, and I was suspended until that investigation come to fruition. Now, when I got this job, I had arrived. I was one of the first 7 women that the railroad hired in Georgia for that equal men and women thing. Yeah. And I showed them I could drink like them, keep my mouth shut like them, and all of that, and damn near died doing that, just saying. But I'm in the process of losing that as a result of my actions. So he's talking, and he said, I know how you can get your job back. I said, sign me up, whatever that is, sign me up. So then the next thing that happens, I got these 2 old railroad men coming knocking on my door, and I know who they are because I've worked with them. But they sit in my living room and told me about dirty, nasty little stuff that they did when they were drinking. And I could not believe that they were telling me this. That's the stuff that it don't go out the door. I mean, that stuff stays home behind those closed doors. Only family knows. But they were sharing freely with me what they did when they were drinking. I thought they were being just dirty old men. I smiled appropriately and nodded. You know, I just